You are such a great God. Father, we thank you. You are with us. God, we can feel you, Lord. We know you're already speaking. And God, we just ask for the spirit of prophecy to come over all of us. God, you ask for all the gifts, especially the gift of prophecy. And Lord, we ask for the gift of prophecy to come so powerfully tonight. Lord, that you would speak your heart to us. Lord, that we would leave this room with a word from you, God, encouraging us, challenging us, building us up. Father, we believe that you are alive and living and speaking through us and into us. And God, we believe that tonight. Move powerfully through us tonight, Lord. God, we set our heart and our minds on you. Lord, you are our focus. Our heart is on you tonight, right now. Give us everything you have for us, Lord. We're hungry. We're hungry for more. We're passionate for a word from you. We desire to hear from our Father. Speak to us so powerfully tonight that we know that's directly from you. Thank you, Lord. We're going to keep worshiping. We're going to keep this heart of worship towards him, and we're going to start prophesying over individuals. So I'm going to start calling people up, and we're going to have our prophetic team start laying hands and praying over you. If you want to gather around those people, you can, or you can stay where you're at. And we're encouraging you to seek a word for them, but we're encouraging you to write it down. Okay, we don't have a whole lot of time with this prophetic team, and we want them to be able to minister fully. And so if you get a word for somebody, write it down in your journal and give it to them later. God can speak through each one of us, and he does, and he speaks to you. So write that down. Don't miss it. Don't think you'll remember it, because you probably won't. Write it down. Let's all give it to everybody later. So the first people we're going to call up, and again, you can come around them, but we're going to have our prophetic team right here, right in front of them. And then we're going to gather around, or stay where you're at if you're still worshiping. Cecilia's going to keep leading us into worship as we go through this, and as they're praying and prophesying over us. And so first, we want Bryce and Sheree to come up here. What's that? Hold on a second.
us your name for the tape?
My name is Bryce.
Shrey.
Hallelujah. Father, thank you for Bryce and Shrey. Thank you for your word, Father. We honor your word. We honor your word, Father. We honor your word. Hallelujah. And the Lord is showing me a waterfall that has been washing over you. You've been hungry for the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord is a cleansing agent and has been washing over both of you like a waterfall. I see it like a waterfall. But the Lord says he's going to pull out all the stops. He's not going to allow you to come short in any area, any area. The Lord would like, I feel like the Lord wants to say to you that you are running the race well. Don't allow yourself to be driven beyond where you're at, beyond your gifting, beyond your season right now. Do run the race well. The Spirit of the Lord says you have pleased him well. You've set your hands to the plow, even as the servant of the Lord mentioned earlier that the servant sets his hands to the plow, does not look back, and he will reap a tremendous reward. And the Lord says he is crowning you with a fresh glory, a fresh understanding. A fresh understanding on your head. You're going to understand things that are kind of obscure right now. It's frustrating to you not to understand because you have such a desire to do things right. And you're afraid if you don't understand that you'll do it wrong. But the Lord says he will cause you to understand. He's put a fire in you. There's a fervor in you that's going to only get hotter and hotter. And the Lord says he's going to do some transforming on the inside. And those things that seem to hold you back will simply fall away. And the Lord says there's a new boldness coming in, a new boldness. And the Lord says you're going to leap over the hurdles that have been in front of you. I see some hurdles that have been hindering you or slowing you down. And the Lord says you're going to leap over these hurdles and that he will make sure that you are strong enough to do so. And the Lord says, do not fear when the enemy comes against you like a flood. The Lord will raise up a standard against him. You are called to be an overcomer. And the Lord says he has equipped you to be an overcomer. You will not, you will not, you will not come short. And in that hour when you hear the Lord himself call you by name, do not fear. You will be ready. You will stand up strong. You will not fail him. And the Lord says, you have not displeased him in any way. You have not displeased him in any way. But you have found great favor with the king. Great favor with the king. And increasingly so because of the decisions made in your heart to simply follow after him. You have a real desire to be a godly man, a good husband, a good wife, father, a good husband, and I see you as a man who is determined to walk an impeccable walk. I just see such quality in you, and the Lord says that he will enable you to finish the course well. Hallelujah. And your prayers have made a real difference for him. Your prayers have opened some doors. And your prayers have been filled with power. And there are times when you feel like the prayers are not going beyond the ceiling. But the Lord says there's power in your prayers. That he hears even the smallest whisper. And the Lord says, do not hesitate to cry out. Even when the passion gets strong inside of you. And even when you feel sometimes an anger over certain things that you don't understand or you want to lay hold of. The Lord says, that's okay. That's okay. Be who you are. Express that. Be real with him. And he will help you to adjust the pace. He will help you to handle things that are frustrating. He will help you to walk in a way that's pleasing to him. You are a woman of very much integrity before the Lord. And the Lord says that you can trust him to crown you with that glory. When I first started to pray for you, I saw a crown on your head. And he said, you're like Esther, who has been called into intercession for a nation. The Lord says he's calling you to mature in that intercessory gift because he'll have you stand in for a nation.
Sir, when I was looking at you, it's like I saw this plant, and it was coming out of the ground, and it was just budding, and it was beginning to grow. And then it's like I saw snow come down and cover it up. And then somebody came and brushed the snow away, and then the plant started to grow up again more and more, and the snow came and covered that plant up and stopped the growth. But I saw that the snow was brushed away. And then what I saw is that you had kneeled down on your knees and began to pray. And the sun came out. And that plant began to grow. And it began to bud. And it began to flower. And it came to a mature plant that yielded fruit. And what I hear God saying to you is that although the times have been hard, and there's been times where you've grown and it just seemed like it stopped, and it grown and it stopped, God says that his light is upon you to shine upon you and to cause you to come to that place of a mature son. He's placed his word in your heart, but he's placed his living spirit within your being. And I proclaim his word, that you will speak his word, and that his words will come out of you and bring life to the hearer. And I just see that God is going to take you beyond where you even thought that you could even go. Beyond where your thoughts or imaginations are right now, God is going to bring you to that place of wisdom and authority. And you will speak and preach his word in places you know not. And ma'am, when I looked at you, I saw you speaking. And as you began to speak, there was like this light that came out from around your head, and it began to beam out. And what I heard the Lord saying in that is that he's going to cause his word to come out of you. And you will preach and you will teach, but one of the things that he is going to implant in you is a prophetic spirit, that you will prophesy. You will prophesy, you will prophesy, you will prophesy when you don't even realize that you're prophesying, but the Spirit of the Lord is going to speak through you. And I just release that right now. I just release this prophetic spirit right now in the name of Jesus. I just release dreams and visions and interpretations. I release the revelation of the Word of God that will bring life. You will bring life to your husband. You will bring life to your children. You will bring life to ministry. And what you have is important. Who God has made you is important. Step into all that God has for you. And I know that he's placed that desire in you to step forward. Continue to go forward in it.
The scripture that the Lord gives me for you is Isaiah 43. And you will find this very, very important even in weeks and years to come as you step more and more into the gifting and the calling of the Lord. You will go back time and time again to the scripture, and you will wage war over the prophecies, and you will wage war over that which was spoken over you with this word, and you will watch the enemy flee seven ways. Even as he comes in like a flood, the Lord will raise up a standard against him, yes, but he will also teach your hands to war and war with the word. But now, thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, you are in a transformational time and season in your life. There is something so deep going on deep within you now, to where I just see you bending and bending and bending and yielding and yielding and yielding to the Spirit and the presence of the Lord. You have said yes to Savior, and now you are saying yes to Him as Lord. And you are at a time right now to where you are truly counting the cost. And you will continue to do that for the rest of the time that you are in ministry. But He says, He who formed you, O Israel, you are in a time of name change right now. Name change, name change, nature change, nature change. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, not if, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flames scorch you, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in your place. Since you were precious in my sight, you have been honored, and I love you. Therefore, I will give men for you and people for your life. He says, fear not, for I will be with you. And as you grow and change and transform into the calling and the ministry that the Lord has for you, you will go back to the scripture time and time again, and you will wage war in the heavenlies, and you will watch your circumstances change before your very eyes. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you, Lord. The next couple I want is David and Josie. If you guys can come up here. Again, if you're getting a word from them and be praying for a word for them, write it down.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Give me your names.
David.
Josie.
David and Josie. Hallelujah. David, the Lord says He has put oil on your feet. The Lord says He's calling you as an evangelist, a fisher of men. And the Father is going to cause the words of anointing in your mouth to draw the ear of the unsaved, the ear of those who have turned away from the Lord. He's going to use you to bring many backsliders back home. The Spirit of the Lord is going to give you the words of wisdom that will cause them to turn toward the Lord once again. And sometimes you won't even realize that the words you're saying are penetrating, because their faces will not be open all the time. In fact, they'll look kind of hard. But the Lord says, just look beyond that, because He has put oil. Your feet is just full of oil. He's going to lead you where you need to go. And He's going to lead you into some unusual places, some places that others might criticize you for. Yet the Spirit of the Lord says that He has anointed your feet with oil. I also see the Spirit of the Lord putting oil in your mouth. And the oil, to me, always represents the anointing, the Spirit of the Lord. And when He puts oil in your mouth, the scripture says, open wide thy mouth and I will fill it. When you don't know what to say, if you just ask right in here, what do I say? The Lord's going to give you the words right on the spot. And you can start. You don't have to have a major degree or be real eloquent. You just need to have the oil. And that's with you all the time. You stir it up. The Lord says, stir up your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. You are a man that's called to the Spirit of the Lord. You have a particular calling in that area where the Lord is going to teach you and walk with you. And there's a certain realm of the Spirit that can only be accessed by the Holy Ghost instruction. And he's calling you to follow him into that realm. And it's a realm of the supernatural that's far beyond what we comprehend. But you desire that. The Lord says, yes, there will be miracles there. He will teach you how to handle the miracles. He will teach you how to walk with humility. Guard your heart diligently, for out of it are the issues of life. The Lord says, if you will do these things, if you will be willing to follow him wherever he leads and to guard your heart and receive wise counsel, you're going to find the anointing getting stronger and stronger. It'll be like a fire. Right now, it's a, I see it like a candle, like a candle flame. But the Lord says the Spirit of God is going to breathe on it more and more until it suddenly bursts into a holy conflagration. That means a huge fire that's going to draw people. Of course, if you mix oil with fire, it's going to get pretty hot. It's going to get pretty hot, but he's going to teach you how to walk the way of the Spirit. Hallelujah. You're a warrior too. The Lord says he's teaching you how to wage warfare using the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord is like a sword that can hew down the enemies of the Lord. Hosea speaks about, the Lord says, I have hewed them with the words of my mouth. That means his mouth became a sword. The words became a sword that came out. The Lord's going to teach you how to use that against the enemy, not against flesh and blood, but against the enemy. Hallelujah. You are a warrior also. The Lord sees you as one who is perfectly suited to walk alongside this man. In every walk, there are always questions and struggles, the issues that arise. That's pretty normal to life on planet Earth. And the Lord says he will resolve all of the issues if you'll turn to him again and again, because God's called you to walk alongside this man. I see you carrying a large shield. And the scripture speaks about the shield of faith. The Lord has given you a gift of faith. It's beyond just believing. It's literally a gift. It's faith, the faith of God, that's bigger than your own natural faith. Because you have a faith that grows by daily exercise and by daily prayer. But this is beyond that. There will be circumstances that you and your husband will enter into that is going to require faith, a gift of faith. And don't be afraid to begin to speak to those things that are facing you and to literally command them to come down, utilizing the word of the Lord. A faith, it's right in here. You'll feel it suddenly rise in you and get hot. Like I felt the fire in him. I also feel the same thing in you, commensurate to him. And the Lord says that sometimes you've been hesitant about stepping into that which you don't understand because you're afraid that you'll do it wrong or people will notice you. You're not one that is out dancing in front. You're quieter natured than that. But the Lord says he's going to cause such a cry of faith to come out of you that it's going to literally cause strongholds to crumble before you. The enemy that has come against you and has lifted up a resistance against you, he's going to flee. Don't worry, he's not stronger than anything. He's just small compared to our God. God wants to teach you about his power, and he wants to teach you about his word, because the two go together, the word of the Lord that created the universe, and a word whispered by someone with that faith can cause a whole mountain to shake and tremble. It's that kind of faith God's going to train you in. Now that tells me you're going to need some circumstances where you must overcome. So don't get shaken by that. That's just part of the walk.
David, when I was looking at you, what I saw is it's like you were looking down and you saw a hand reaching up. But what it was is I saw the hand and it was coming out of the ground. And you reached down and you pulled this person up. And it came out of the ground and it was a young person. This person had earrings and tattoos and had all these different things, and there was a darkness about him. But you lifted him up out of the ground. And then what I saw is I saw your heart, and it was just beating. And what I heard God saying is that he has put that heart in you to care for those that are in trouble, that are in depths. And you were literally pull them from the gates and from the hands of hell. And then as I was just praying, what I heard is 1 Corinthians 13:11, it says, when I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. And God is causing you to come to a place of maturity in manhood in this season. He's putting things in front of you, and he's causing you to say, is this actually for me, for my growth? And some of those things you will put aside. And I encourage you to read chapter 13 because it's what they call the love chapter. But really it's about those things that are not lovely. Those are the childish things that are put away. As you read and see the childish things, the growth that you have as a man and the impact that you will have for the kingdom of God is going to explode. And Josie, when I was standing here, what I saw is this, like this cape. It was a colorful cape. And I saw it in the hands of a person, and they were just kind of brushing it off and making it look nice. And it was colorful, and it had this big collar that kind of stuck up. And I saw the hands just put it around you and tie the bow in front. And what I heard the Lord saying is that he has prepared the garment for you. And it is a garment of praise. It's a garment as you put on that praise and that worship that covers you. And it's a spiritual garment that is a garment of protection, but it's a garment of power. And it's a garment of power in the Holy Spirit. Because God is, in this season, teaching you and training you to rise up in his Spirit. And as you rise up in his Spirit, you will see things. It's like you're going to begin to start seeing visions. And you'll just it'll flash in front of you, and you'll kind of look around and not really see it. What was that? But as he begins to train you, you'll see it, and then you'll press into it. Like I'm pressing into it, and I'm asking God, what does that mean? He's going to equip you and give you visions and speak to you prophetically. Father, right now, I just pray for her eyes, her spiritual eyes. I just release these visions. I release this prophetic spirit right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, I just proclaim it so, Lord, that she is being well equipped to walk in your Spirit. Father, I just pray over this marriage, and I say, be strengthened, that nothing on earth, below the earth, above, would be able to separate these two. I just proclaim unity in your Spirit, Lord God, that they will walk in strength and power, the power of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name.
Decisions, decisions, choices, choices. The Lord gives me Proverbs 3 for you. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. He will direct your path. So do not fear, for I am near, and I will bring you through. Do not fear, for I am near, and I will bring you through. I am making you, I am molding you to be free, don't you see? You can laugh, you can have fun, you can dance with me, and you can laugh with me. So let go, let go, let go, let go of the fear and the apprehension and the comparison. Let go all that bind. For I will not cause you to be behind. You are right on time. You are right on time. I see that you are a practical man, and God is going to use your practicality in spiritual ways. God uses your mind, and it's a good thing. You are a practical man, and he's going to give you spiritual words. As you see people, it's just going to flow easily out of you. It's going to flow easily out of you. Don't overthink this thing. It's going to come naturally, supernatural for you. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be easy. And you will come into a place of great joy in doing the will of the Lord. And doing his will can be easy and simple. And yes, at times it's hard, but it's not always hard. So just take a deep breath. Enjoy the ride. Because he is hiding you under the shadow of his wings. Amen.
Praise God. Don't go anywhere, Billy. We're going to do our engaged couple right here. This is Molly and Billy, and so we're going to go with you guys next.
Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for this couple. I thank you, Lord God, that I just see missions all over them, Lord God. I just see you going, you want to reach other cultures. You want to reach other people. You want to go beyond where you've been. You have such a cry and a hunger for the Lord and for the deep things of God within you. And you really prayed about this. This was not just something that you because of his good looks or her good looks. I see that you really prayed about this, and you really wanted to go places in God. And because of that, God is going to take you far beyond that which you could even think or hope or imagine. He's going to blow your mind. I just see missions all over you. You're not just local ministry. You are kingdom ministry. You are global. You are national, international. He's going to take you places, not only geographically, but even spiritually. For you are well matched. You are really well matched. And I would not, I don't say that, I'm not, you know, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The scripture the Lord gave me before you even step it up here was found in Psalm 2, verse 8. Ask of me, and I will surely give the nations as thine inheritance, and the very ends of the earth as your possession. What the Lord is saying, ask. Ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. And he also gave me the scripture in Hosea. Hosea 6. Therefore I have hewn them in pieces by the prophets. I have slain them by the words of my mouth. God's going to lead you into some situations that will require the prophetic unction in you to stand up and come against demonic forces. The discerning of spirits is a gift God is giving you. The gift of prophecy is not just a small gift. You must prophesy. You must prophesy. You must prophesy. He's making it very clear that you are to prophesy. He will show you how. He will teach you. If you will seek daily for that prophetic gift, it is going to get stronger, stronger and stronger. And some of those things that have troubled you, it's because you're discerning a spirit. And the Lord says, learn how to use the sword in your mouth to come against that spirit. Learn how to see what is going on behind the scenes, not just what is seen in the natural. For the Lord is calling you to move in a realm of the spirit where that calls for warriors of a stalwart heart. And I'm speaking to both of you in this. Warriors with a stalwart heart to see beyond that which seems on the surface to be one way, and you'll find underneath there's a whole nother message. It's like an iceberg that only has, I believe it's 1/8 of the surface above the water, and the rest of it's hidden below. God is calling you to dive deep to that which is underneath, so you can begin to untangle the things that have locked people up or have locked up cities or have locked up people groups. But he will teach you how to do this. And the Lord also says, stay close to some godly counsel. You're going to need to have godly counsel around you to strengthen you. And have fun. I believe Eleanor mentioned fun in her word, and I really felt that was an important word for you. You must be able to laugh when you begin to see some things that are real hard and will break your heart. But Jesus said he had his heart broken on the cross for you, and he paid the price for you, and he will be there in every single situation. You will not be alone. You will not be alone. You will not be alone. He will not leave you comfortless, but his hand will be with you to direct you. You can count on him. He is faithful. When others have been unfaithful, he will never leave you.
Billy and Molly, as I was looking at you, it's like what I saw is I saw these boots, and you both had the boots on. And as you were walking, they began to change in different terrain. They would change, and there were some times when you're walking up a mountain, it's like studs came out of the bottom, and it helped you to get up a mountain, and even where there was snow and ice, it gave you traction. But then I saw at times when you were stomping on a serpent, and those studs came out, and you were stomping on the serpent. And what I was hearing God say is that he is equipping you spiritually to step on the head of spiritual serpents, to step on the enemy and to overcome the enemy, not only for yourself, but for nations. And it's like I saw you, the two of you standing together, and it was raining, and you had this like tarp, and you were holding it out so you wouldn't get wet. And somebody came along and just made room for the tarp, and somebody else came along and you made room for them. And as you made room, and as you wanted to get other people and give them covering, the tarp just began to expand and expand and expand. And then it became a roof, and then it became a house, and then it became a building, and then it became a complex. And in the years in the decades to come, you will see God do miraculous things for you and through you. And right now, I just proclaim over this couple riches, the spiritual riches that you have for them. I just say, be released right now in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord God, that it's not only just the spiritual riches, but I just release the finances for world travel. I just proclaim mass finances to be released to this couple, Father, over the years. God, I just proclaim this, Lord God, that they would see beyond, Father, in the days and the months and the years to come. Lord, I thank you, God, for giving them forward vision. Father, that you will show them places where to go and also those places where not to go. I thank you, Lord God, that you will give them that wisdom. I proclaim that now in Jesus' name.
Praise God. It's awesome. Hannah, this is Hannah Matthew. Come on up.
Hallelujah. It's a good name, Hannah. You know, Hannah of old asked the Lord for a son. That was her promise, her destiny. She saw far beyond just a little man. She saw what he would become and whom he would impact. And you know that Hannah prayed for him all the days of his life. And the Lord gave me a scripture for you in Matthew 7:7. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. Everyone who asks receives. Hannah, the Lord wants you to ask for something big. You have a dream in your heart that's big, and it seems too big, but it's not too big for God. And he's saying, if you will believe him and ask and keep on asking, you're going to lay hold of that big dream with a big destiny. And right now, it's just a seed. But seeds grow fast when you water it with faith. And I have this sense that you delight in the Lord. You have a way of just rejoicing in him and celebrating the King. And the Lord says he's given you that celebratory spirit so that when you begin to move into things that are sometimes more serious in the Lord, you're going to bring the joy with you, and the joy of the Lord will be your strength. The joy of the Lord is going to cause you to walk in this destiny, this big vision that you are asking him for. You're going to walk into it with great joy, even though you don't see how in the world this could happen. But the Lord says, yes, yes, yes.
I just see you like marching in a processional. And you're like leading this band or something, and you're just it like when everyone else is tired, you're going to be the one that says, get up, move, we've got to go. There's just something in you that has that breaker anointing, and even during praise and worship, begin to release that breaker's anointing. There's some people that are supposed to be up front, that are supposed to break open. There's some that are supposed to be in the back, yeah, interceding or whatever. You are called to be one that is up front, mobilizing, moving, praising, breaking open, breaking forth. I just see that breaking anointing upon you and that gift of faith that causes you to see largely. In fact, there is a seer anointing in you as well. And don't try to Don't try to hide it. Don't try to calm it down, because it's in you. And, you know, just go ahead and be free to be you. Go ahead and be wild and crazy. I mean, yeah, in order, but sometimes church outdoes being in order. That means shut up and be quiet. But you're here. You can be free. You can be wild, you know, in the GM. You know, I'm not saying downstairs, but I mean, you know what I mean. I'm saying that you have that gift to really break open and begin to ask the Lord on that, because there is an anointing there to break forth into new realms, not just for yourself, for corporate, for a gathering. That's what I'm seeing. And even as you begin to make declarations and prophesy what God is showing you, that is a type of a breaking open. That is a type of warfare, using the word, declaring the word. And God is just really going to begin to open your mouth. So, Father God, I just declare that breakthrough anointing come forth and come alive in her, that she will not hold back. She will not be in fear. Father God, she will not go step back or away from it, Father God, for we need this. God, this group needs this. God, your church needs this. Your body needs this. And Lord God, she will do it, yes, under the unction of the Holy Spirit and in divine kingdom order. But Father, we just call the gift forth right now. In Jesus' name, prophesy, declare, proclaim, dance, praise. Amen.
Sometimes God shows me some visions that are, I don't know what to do with them, and they're kind of weird. Special visions. But when you're walking up, it's like what I saw is like you were hanging on to this unicycle. And like all of a sudden, you were able just to kind of jump up and just land on the seat of the unicycle and ride it around. And you could like ride it upstairs and stuff like that and ride it back around. And then it's like I saw that you were able to ride it on a tight wire. And then it's like I saw you starting to write it fast, and there was just like this paper in front of you, and you busted through it, and then you busted through another one, and then you busted through another one. And then it's like I saw people following you through that paper. And what I heard the Lord saying is that bubbly energy that he has within you, he's created you that way, and he wants you to release that which God has created you. Release it, accept it, and step into it. And it's that playful energy, but at the same time, it's an energy that he wants for you to break through into spiritual realms that you've never experienced before. And there will be times when you break through so quick from one realm to another realm and you'll experience things that when you try to think about explaining it to someone else, you might think, well, they might just think I'm a little bit weird or something if I try to explain this. And there'll be times when God will just say, no, it's not for you to share that. It's for you only. It's just for you. But then there's times when you will share. And God is going to put people in your life that you can trust to begin to share those things and what God is showing you spiritually. And that breaker anointing, that's what I'm describing, that breaker anointing that breaks through different realms of the Spirit. He's placed it in you, And as you grow and as you mature and as you reach forward, you will cause others to break through with you. So, Father, I just release it right now. I release a prophetic realm, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, in dreams, in visions. Father, the hearing of the ears right now, I just say, Lord, that she hears your voice, Father. And Father, I just proclaim miracles in these hands, Father. Lord, even as she begins to lay hands on people and pray for them, I just proclaim healing and miracles, Father, would come forth, documented miracles. I just proclaim right now in Jesus' name.
And even as you begin to break through into new spiritual realms, it will be important for you to, you know, stay in discipleship and counsel, of course, you know, with your leaders, because that helps keep us grounded and not go off to, you know, La La Land, outer space. Anyway, God bless you.
Danielle Crowley, come on up here. This is Danielle.
Thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for this young lady. Lord, I thank you, Father God, for the wisdom that resides in her. I thank you, Father God, for the spirit of counsel and wisdom and might, Father God, that resides within her. I thank you, Father God, that she is one who can be trusted. She is one that people confide in, not only her peers, Father God, but I see even older people looking to you like there's an, like natives say, old spirit within this one, like a spirit of wisdom and counsel, and that people can confide and trust you for their stuff. So I see peers beginning to open up to you. I see many young people coming to you and just saying, I've got to tell somebody this, and you're one that I can trust. You're one that I can just spill my heart out to you, and you're one that will not judge. You're one that will not speak prematurely. You're one that will listen, and then the Lord will give you an answer to speak in that time of need. He's even I hear the scripture, he will awaken your ear morning by morning. He will give you the tongue of the learned and the pen of a ready writer. And the Lord will begin to give you words of knowledge, words of wisdom for different ones that come to you. And he will begin to speak to you things that are secrets, that are secrets from the Father that he can entrust you with, because you're one who is able to keep things confidential, who is able to be trusted with things that, you know, that are most people are ashamed to tell anybody about, you know, things that they've done. And God is just going to really give you some wise counsel to people. And when they do, you will just pray with them and give them back to the Lord. And he'll teach you how not to take it onto yourself. You know what I mean? And have it become a real big, heavy, loaded burden. But he will teach you to then give it back to the Lord where it belongs.
The Lord has given me a scripture for you. Would you give me your name again? Danielle. No, that's a good name. The scripture he's given me for you, Danielle, is found in 2 Chronicles 16, verse 9. For the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the whole earth, that he may strongly support those whose heart is completely his. You have been a good friend to others. but you've also been a friend to God. You know that he longs to have counsel with you. He longs to hear your voice in the prayer closet so he can come visit with you, because he's been looking all over for you. He's been looking for someone just like you. You don't fall short in any way. Right where you're at in this season of life, you have found real favor with the King, and he likes to fellowship with you. He also gave me a word for you. He said, you are not asking largely enough. You tend to ask small or minimize. It's a worth thing, a value thing. You want others to be able to be blessed, or others to have the big vision or the big dream. But the Lord says he has given you a big dream, and he wants you to ask largely. And he also gives me another word for you. Come boldly into his presence. Some people are timid when they come into the presence of the Lord, like they feel unworthy or they feel like they don't measure up. But he said he's found your heart completely his. That's all he's looking for, is a heart that's completely his. And then he welcomes you boldly. And then he will show himself strong on your behalf. So when you come boldly, ask the big prayers. I see you actually being able to shift a church, shift some city fathers, shift some political issues. Boy, sometimes they bug you, these political things. But God says if you will pay attention, he'll give you the prayer that will shift some policies. He'll show you how to pray those kinds of prayers. So that's why he wants you to start asking for some big things.
Danielle, when I was praying, I heard Isaiah 61. And it goes, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. And this is the very thing that Jesus proclaimed about himself. And that Spirit, which is Jesus, rests in you. And he has called you to be one that would heal people's hearts. And you don't have to think about, oh, what am I going to do or what am I going to say? God is going to just drop things into your heart, and it'll flow out of you naturally. It'll flow out of you naturally. You'll touch them, and there will be a transference of his Spirit into them, into their heart and into their body, and they will be healed. Wounds in the heart, aches and pains that they've had, God is going to use you with simple words to bring them from a place where they felt like they were perishing into a realm where they're seeking after God and looking to him, and where life is transformed into them, and not only into them, into their families. God has put his mark upon you of his Spirit, and he has called you to walk upright, a stately, stable young lady, a young, beautiful lady. And the thing about it is God is bringing you to a place where his favor is going to manifest to you, which means that people will be attracted to you for who you are. People will come to you, and they don't even know why they want to be around you, but it's because it's the Spirit of God that's in you that they're attracted to. And God has given you that Spirit, and he's going to show you what it is that he wants you to do.
And one last thing, can we pray for healing over your heart? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for this precious heart. Lord God, even as you have put within her, God, the gift of healing, I thank you, Father God, that you are first healing her heart. God, of even scars and wounds, Father God. Lord God, you know what they are, Father, and I thank you and I praise you, oh God, that you are the great healer. Oh, thank you, Jesus, God, that she is being healed even now, Lord God, from deep within. Lord, I thank you, Father God, that even as you are healing her mind, soul, body, and spirit, God, she is then going to turn around and become a healer of nations. She will be like a healing balm of Gilead, God. God, that even as she stretches out her hand, God, to pray for people, the healing virtue of the blood of Jesus Christ will flow through her. And God is going to give you words of knowledge in the area of healing, especially in emotional realms for people. And don't be afraid of it. He's really, really going to flow through you in that way.
This is Isaac Campbell.
Hi, Isaac. I see the bros.
Hallelujah. Isaac, I have three sets of scriptures for you. I'm not going to read all of them, but I will make reference for the sake of the tape. I want you to do a little study on David's life. David had three particular anointings. His first anointing was launched him into a season of testing and trials. And you're there right now, testing and trials all around. It's common, you know. None of us miss that part. But that's the gritting your teeth and allowing the breaking of a... There's a fist on the inside that God wants to relax. There, that's just between you and the Lord. And it's in this season that that fist is going to start to relax. I'm not talking about sin. I'm talking about something in here, in the part of you that's a man. And, you know, God wants to conquer all of us. But there is something in the heart of men that... doesn't yield easily to conquering, to being conquered. But the Lord says, you must allow him to be Lord. You must allow him to call the shots. And it's that first season of testing that's going to bring you to that place where that fist will relax and you'll be able to open to the Lord. Then you'll come into a second season of anointing, and that's a ruling and a reigning in a smaller sphere. David, before he ruled and reigned over all of Israel, he ruled and reigned over Judah. The Lord says he'll bring others alongside you to work with you in this season because God's called you as a leader, and it's been on you from the time you were born. You're not going to be able to avoid that. There are times when you've wanted to run from it because, you know, the life, there's so much to experience, right? But wait until you see what God has. I want to talk to you a little bit about this because you're called to a third anointing. And that's also a ruling anointing. It's over Israel. But first he had to go through betrayal. People within his own camp betrayed him and abandoned him. He had to learn how to walk through that. He had to learn how to yield to the Lord as sovereign. But there is something wonderful waiting with that third anointing. The God who breathed upon the universe and stars were created, multiplied billions of stars, more than we can count. Our Milky Way is just a tiny galaxy compared to some of the other galaxies that have been discovered. And the Lord says, you are going to have eyes to see some of the wonders in the kingdom. And that's going to make it worth it all. Hold on through those testing. Hold on through the pressure. Hold on when this gets when there's something in you that just wants to run, hold steady, because there's a third anointing coming. And there will be a kingship anointing that will come upon you in that hour. And in that hour, that which you've longed for, that the power of the word, the stories you've heard of miracles and the strength of a warrior and the kingly anointing, the Lord says he has that for you. Hold steady until you apprehend that for which you have been apprehended by the Lord. Sorry, I wanted to give you the reference for that first anointing, 1 Samuel 16:13. Second anointing is 2 Samuel 2, 1-4. That's the anointing for war, by the way. And the third anointing was 2 Samuel 5, verse 3, and that's that reigning anointing when you finally overcome some of the things that you struggle with right now.
You know, David, what the word of God said is he's caused us to be kings and priests. And David was definitely a king. When he went through his trials and his situations, when he came out and went into his kingship, he had the ability to gain massive wealth. And the wealth that he gained, he built the temple. Wasn't him that actually built the temple, because he wasn't called to work in the temple. He was called to be a king, to release wealth and finances into the temple for the kingdom of God to be built up. And I just release those finances right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just proclaim that these hands are specially anointed to create wealth. I just proclaim wealth right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, God, Lord, that you're releasing it now right into the spiritual atmosphere, into these hands. And the other thing that I saw when you first walk up is I saw you, it's like you were on this dirt bike, this motorcycle, and you jumped on it and you just, and I, it's like I saw you just look, and you smiled really big and just took off in that speed, and you just rode it around. God is going to take you some places really fast. He's going to cause you to experience some things. And those things that he causes you to experience is going to bring great joy to you. Joy that you have not experienced this far. Even in times of childhood, you've experienced some joyful things, but God is releasing to you some joy that you have not experienced. And that joy is going to cause you to be strengthened and give you strength, because the joy of the Lord is our strength.
I just keep seeing like a mare, like a horse, and you're trying to train that horse, and you're working with it, and you're working with it, and you're working with it. And it's like, that's what I'm seeing, that you would get people around you, or certain ones that are going to be attracted to you. It'll be like they're hard to work with, but the Lord is going to show you how to work with even the hardest ones. The hardest ones who just seem really tough on the exterior. And they're just challenging you and challenging you and challenging you. Just like the Lord has worked with you, and how he would cause you to even be trained by your circumstances, or like you were working with a horse. He is going to show you how to work with those that are really tough on the exterior. That would just try to challenge you and just keep coming up and button you and kicking up. The Lord is really going to give you the patience and the words on how to reach them for Christ and not just reach them for Christ, but even to befriend them. Because a lot of the world is looking at Christians like, are they for real? You know, but you're entreatable. You're gonna be able to reach those ones. Like, I see you even going one day into prison ministries, you know, different ones like that. The Lord will open up the doors. But those that are tough, that are hard on the exterior, is because they've been through some stuff. And they would challenge people to love them. And God would give you the love and the patience and the words on how to, like, corral them and how to befriend them and reach them for the Lord. Amen.
Allison. Now the girls unite. This is Allison Capps.
And the Lord spoke a part of a scripture to me that deep calleth unto deep. You are not a shallow person. You've been called, you've actually, I see a real depth in you, This is why you're such a good friend. You are not just a shallow surface, fair weather friend. You're one who will go through a storm with a friend, and you won't turn away. And the Lord says that there is awaiting you a joy in Him, that He knows the longing of your heart. And He gives me a scripture for you that He will give you the desires of your heart. And that even the desires that no one else knows is there. He knows it's there, and He's saying, yes, I will do it. Wait on the Lord, and He will make it happen. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. You're going to find yourself getting stronger. Sometimes you felt like a roller coaster. You know, sometimes you're up and sometimes you're down. Sometimes you're in, sometimes you're out. And sometimes you don't know what in the world you feel. But the Lord says He is holding you steady. He is holding you steady. And that deep that calleth unto deep, when you get quiet before the Lord, your heart opens to Him and He connects on a deep level with you. Every time you come into His presence like that, something in you is changed. And there's a deepening that takes place. Because God says He wants to fill you up with Himself. That all of the joy that you have longed for is found in Him. And it's far bigger and far greater than anything anyone can comprehend. But you will know Him in a way that very few do, because you're willing to pay the price to go deep with Him. And the Lord says, because you've been a friend to many, that He also is giving you that desire for a certain one to walk with you. And this will be a joy that He finds also. So let Him do the choosing, okay? Let Him select, because He's very good at doing that. Okay, He knows exactly what you need. But remember this, He wants you to have joy in this walk, and you will have joy in Him.
He says, come away with me. Come away with me, my beloved. Let me share my love as I descend on you like a dove. And you can sail away with me. You will sail away with me. I see you sailing away with the Lord in your quiet times. I see you being very real to God the Father, and He loves that. He doesn't mind us yelling, screaming, crying, complaining, just being real. That's what He's looking for. And you will teach others how to be very real with the Lord as well. Because sometimes we think we have to be stoic or a certain way. You have learned to apprehend the heart of the Father. And you will teach the heart of the Father to many. His heart is so good, so vast. I see you ministering to religious crowd. Those who have gotten dry and dusty. Those who have gotten rusty. Those who have gotten too stoic. God is going to use you to be like a water, pouring water upon them. He's going to use you like a wind upon them. He's going to use you like a fresh drink of water. He's going to use you to ruffle up some of their feathers, because some got too together. And He's going to use you to turn some things upside down. Not because you want to, because you're so sweet. But He's just going to use you in that way. And sometimes it'll be very hard. And I'm not trying to encourage anarchy or anything like that, you know, rebellion. But God is just going to use you in some very unique ways to wreck up the religious spirit. Yeah.
What I was hearing is that it's a song, it's an old song, and it's it goes, Lord, you light up my life. You give me hope to carry on. And so I didn't know what all that was about, but when I was hearing Eleanor and Mary begin to prophesy to you, I knew then that it was what they were prophesying, and it has to do with that deep relationship that God has and wants for you. And the other thing, as far as ruffling up the feathers, sometimes you're going to have to step forward in courage and say, I need to say this. It's not going to be an easy thing to say, but God is going to deal with your heart and deal with your heart and deal with your heart. And He will say, I want you to say this. And He will give you the words of wisdom to say things that would be correction to others. But it's because of that relationship that He has, and that He's walking with you, and that He's developing with you, that He wants you to step forward in that call, that part of your life. And it's not to be hard, it's not to be harsh, but He will show you how to do those things. And it will be clear, the things that He has for you to say. Don't fret over it, don't worry about it. It's just going to come, and you'll know when that time is. And it's not only that. You're also going to springboard off of that and push people up to new levels, new places, encourage them to go beyond where they even thought they could be, because God is giving you that ability to show people spiritual realms where they can go.
I was trying to find the reference. I remember the scriptures, but I have trouble remembering the reference, so you'll have to look it up later. He gave me the scripture for you. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. And he reminded me of one of my close friends. She was just so straightforward and direct. She would stun me with some of the things she would say. And, she was just very honest. And it's one of the best things that could have happened to me, because sometimes we beat around the bush trying to be nice. And when someone speaks the truth in love, that it strips away all the pretense and all the religiosity and goes right to the heart of the matter. And that's what Eleanor and Robert are speaking of, it myself as well. I believe the Lord says, you're going to be that kind of a good friend.
Wade and the fellas. This is Wade Lawrence. Wade with a D. Wade.
Wade. Beats the Skins. Okay. The Lord has given me actually the words of a song. As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. And the Lord says there's a depth in you that longs after the King. And there's sometimes it's easy to hide behind a set of drums, because it's hard to be up front, out front. It feels exposing. And the Lord says that he's going to draw you to the pulpit. And he's going to put words in your mouth to bring instruction. And it's not going to be like a theological treatise. It's going to be just a sharing of the heart, the honest sharing of the heart, Wade. And it's going to absolutely draw people. Because the Lord anoints testimonies, and he anoints exhortations, and he anoints just that love in the heart. And you know how when sometimes when you feel the energy of the Lord, when you're on the drums and you begin to drum a little harder, a little faster, a little stronger, actually that energy, Lord, it's the power of the Lord on the inside of you. And there will come a point when the Lord is drawing you to stand up and share a testimony. And that's not easy for you. In fact, you can't even envision yourself doing that. However, the Lord says he will make it easy for you. You're going to know, your heart will begin to beat and your hands will shake a little bit. And people will notice that suddenly you're getting a little frantic on the drums. It's because the Lord is drawing you to stand up and to share a testimony or share a vision. He's going to open your eyes, Wade. You're going to see visions. You already do to a certain degree, but in your heart you think it's just your imagination. But the Lord says he has created your imagination, and he's created you to see, and he's going to cause you to see visions. And you're going to have dreams. Increasingly, you're going to have dreams. And the Lord says you will also have the gift of discerning the spirits, increasing more and more and more. And the Lord says he's not going to cause you to become some weirdo. He's going to cause you to be a warrior full of the Holy Ghost and fire. And it's going to draw many, many, many young men to Jesus Christ.
I'm actually seeing you like on a bike. And you're riding down like this with your arms wide open. And I just see you going, Jesus! On the bike, riding down on the freeway. And that's the longing of your heart when you're back here. And God says he wants you to take that time when you're all alone with him, when nobody can hear you or see you. And he's going to transfer it right there when he has you. I'm not talking about the drums. I'm talking about when you're on the mic. Because he's going to give you the mic, and he's going to open your mouth wide. And he's going to fill it, because he's going to start downloading some stuff when you are out and about going on a ride with him. You and Jesus, And he's going to fill you up over and over and over again with his Holy Ghost. Amen. And it's okay to be loud and free and wild. He wants that. Because when you're free, it's going to set other people free. And I also see that when you're on the mic, he's going to give you words of knowledge for different people. And you're going to step forward in that. As he sets you free, you're going to then turn around and set other people free to be themselves in the Lord. Amen.
The Lord spoke another something to me, just a little nugget. You know the Lord loves you, but what you don't know is he really likes you. He likes the way you're created. He likes the way you think. He likes the questions you have. He even likes sometimes when you get a little feisty and angry. The Lord likes that because he likes who you are, Wade.
Yeah, that's good.
I was hearing this song. It goes, Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now. It may be raining, but there's a rainbow above you. You better let somebody love you before it's too late. And what I was hearing in that is that you've had your time of riding on your own, out there on your own, and all the things of being on your own in those dark places, in those places away from family, in those places where you thought you were away from God. He says he was there with you the whole time. He was there with you the entire time. He never left you or forsaken you. He's never turned his back upon you, but he has always loved you. And at this time, he's called you back from the fences. And you said, okay, I'm going to let you love me. And his love is the thing that's going to strengthen you. His love is going to be more real to you than the touch of my hand. And that love that he is showing you, you are going to give to others. It's not going to be hard. You will see where a person's at, and you'll be able to speak and say, you know what, I've been there. I've been through this, this, and this, and you will astound people with the stories that you had when you were there. But they'll look at you and say, you? I can't imagine that. And it's just because of the change that God is bringing you through. And it's that spirit that he has put upon you. The other thing is that he is going to begin to speak to you prophetically, deep, deep things. He's going to be able to begin to open your eyes for people. And even as I am prophesying to you right now, I'm saying that you will prophesy to others. He's going to show you some things. He'll show you a little picture. And you just say, God, what are you saying? What is it that you're saying about this person? What is it that you're saying in this picture? And just step into it. And as you do that, the words will grow. They will expound. And they will bring life and liberty to the healer, to the hearer. Father, I just proclaim your liberty. I proclaim healing from the hurts and the pains of the past. Lord, I proclaim, God, Lord, that you were there, but God, the scars of the heart and the rejection, Lord, I just wipe it away right now. Just wipe away the rejection and the hurt. And Father, I just thank you and I praise you, God, for your grace and your joy and your love, the manifestation of your Spirit, Father, in Jesus' name.
And I keep seeing that picture again with you on this bike and you holding your hand straight out. The Lord said he was the one that was right, that was keeping you safe. There were times when you almost seemed like you were going over the edge of some things, but God kept you safe. He caused you to be not get hurt. He caused you to come back to him, and he loves you, and you're going to be, you hate religion. You hate religion. And in fact, something in you kind of have vowed love stinks. Yeah, sometimes it does. But God's love, human love sometimes stinks, but God's love never stinks. He's imparting his deep love within you. I see you reaching a people group like bikers or something like that. I see you reaching people that are like streetwise, street smart people. You're going to be able to reach them. Being very real with our very real Jesus. Real men love Jesus. Amen.
Jenna, you're up next. This is Jenna Gain.
Father God, for anointing Jenna's hands. I thank you, Father God, that her hands are anointed. Are you a baker, maker, a candlestick maker, or however that saying goes? I just see you being just really great in the kitchen, and that God would even use you to bless others with food, with treats. You just love to give people and make them smile. You love to help. You love to help people. You love to put your arms around people. You love to make things for people, bake for them. But God says, now is your time that I'm going to give you goodies. I'm going to give you treats. I'm going to give you the secret desires of your heart. And that which you hope for, he's going to give to you. Because you are special in his sight. You are precious in His sight, and you are not less than. You are not less than. You are not second best. He's made you to be who you are, and you are special. You're not less than anybody else. And He's going to give you a revelation of not only His love for you, but how much He really likes you. And you are going to learn how to even like yourself. A lot of times that's your love language, is to give. Bless other people. But now the tables are turning. You're going to see people give back to you because they love you. And because God loves you. Thank you, Lord. I see you even like on sports things out in the play, whatever that big thing is called. That, where does Alex work? That sports dome. I see you there with kids. God using your life. God using you. To hug them, to reach them for Jesus. And even the ones that look like they got their stuff together, God is going to use you to reach them because they can relate to you. So don't think that you are less than. God says you are more than enough. Amen.
Give me your name again. Jenna. Jenna, when you were sitting over there, I saw in front of you baskets. And the baskets, you know, at Thanksgiving time, we prepare baskets for people who have need. And at Christmas time, many times, we will prepare a basket of goodies for people that we love. And the Lord said that you are one who fills baskets. And I saw the baskets begin to multiply, and He gave me Luke 9, beginning with verse 12, about the feeding of the 5,000, when all they had was just a few loaves of bread and some fishes. But when they were done dispersing this, they dispersed what they had, and they found that they had 12 baskets left over. Now, 12 is the number of governments. And the Lord says He's given you a governmental anointing in the area of multiplication and in the area of feeding the hungry and the poor. He's given you a special anointing for the feeding of those that have no food, and they don't even know where to get food. And you have a deep compassion for this, for the many that people would despise. You do not despise them. In fact, you have a real love for them, and the Lord has paid attention to that and has seen that. So He's going to fill your hands with baskets of provision, and it'll multiply again and again and again. And He's also giving me the scripture about the widow woman who had just a little bit of oil in her house, and she borrowed, she was told by the prophet to borrow empty vessels. And the Lord gives you empty vessels, those who have nothing. And you give them what little you have, and it multiplies. And her oil did not run out until she ran out of vessels. And you will not run out of oil or provision until the Lord runs out of vessels.
And as you walked up, I was just hearing, Jenna, Jenna, who can I turn to? And the Lord is saying, oh, I can turn to Jenna. When there's things going around, God is saying, I can turn to Jenna. Because I know she has what it takes. I know that she'll do what I ask her to do, even with a joyful heart. Because I can turn to Jenna. And He is going to give you provision upon provision. no matter what things look like around you and what other people are going through, he is going to give you more than enough. And the kindness and the love that you pour out to others, it's going to make all the difference for their life, because they realize that somebody cared enough to say, here. Somebody loved me enough to lend a hand. And you are one that walks in the kingdom, that walks as a princess before the Lord.
Fall short in any gift. You are not. He will multiply it out of nothing if need be, but you will not run short. In fact, you've got vision that is far beyond most people. It's huge. And sometimes people think that's impossible, but you don't. You think it's quite doable. And the Lord says it's quite doable with him also. He's just been looking for someone who would believe him for the big things.
I'd hang around her, you guys.
We're trying to keep her. For sure.
Cecilia Regal, you can just come over here. You can. Yeah, Billy, if you could run up there. This is Cecilia Regal.
Yeah, right there, right in the middle.
Hallelujah. He spoke three things to me immediately, out of the bedroom, out of the closet, and out of behind the veil. The Lord says he's going to thrust you in the forefront, and he's going to shine a spotlight on you. And you are very comfortable in the bedroom, in the closet, and behind the veil. And you've had a season of immense joy with the Lord there. But the Lord says he needs you in his harvest field. He needs you putting your hand to the plow. And he needs you to gather in the chicks that are desperate for what you have. You have gathered rich treasure on the inside of you, but now he wants you to start giving it away. And he's going to open an opportunity for you to reach beyond your comfort zone in order to sow. And he's giving me that scripture, sow your seed in the morning. He's all in Ecclesiastes. There's another scripture about casting your bread upon the water, and after many days it will return. The Lord's going to have you sowing seed out in the community, and you're going to be involved in different groups, and you'll be involved in groups that are, I see you in a rock band that's totally out of your comfort zone. So you're going to be involved in a group that has a totally different style than you have, and it's going to really stretch you. But you're going to find that as he stretches you, he will fill you up, and that treasure that's inside of you is something that I see the body of Christ desperately needs, that he's had you in training all this time so that he could send you into his field. Even if you don't want to go, he will help you. He's going to help you, darling. You're not going to go alone. He will be with you, but he'll bring others alongside. He's going to bring different kinds of friends into your life, friends that can stretch you a little bit, and it'll be a wonderful challenge. They'll look different. They'll sound different. Some will dance wildly, and some will just won't even know how to dance at all. And the Lord is going to let you help them. I see you at a, have you ever been at a square dance when they, the fiddles are going and everyone starts to kick up their heels and do-si-do? I see the Lord bringing you into a barn situation, a casual situation where a square dance is going on. Some would be doing the shoddish or just different types of dances. And the Lord says he's going to cause you to enter into many different situations where the dances are different than what you're used to. But you're going to find an amazing joy. I even saw you at a Jewish wedding where they're doing the, what do they do when they hoist the bride up on a chair? La da 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 da. You know, that kind of celebratory thing. In fact, I actually think he's going to have you playing at weddings because you're going to be able to reach into whole families' lives just by the allowing him to stretch you and reach out into the harvest field of the Lord. Your harvest field is going to be full of joy, but it's going to be different. It's going to be different. And he's just wooing you right now. He's putting a seed in your heart right now so you can water it and let it grow. So when he says come, you'll be immediately ready to go with him.
As soon as you begin to play, there are different worship leaders who have a local anointing who can play and it sounds really nice. You know, and they're made for just that. But when you begin to play and as you begin to go on, it was like the Lord immediately showed me that the anointing, and I'm not trying to puff you up. I don't want to speak beyond what the Lord is saying. But I do see a large worship anointing on her. And that invitations will come and that there will be times where you'll get invited to be a part of this and be a part of that. And It's a kingdom anointing that is within you that goes beyond the four walls of right here. This has been a great training place. I'm not saying you're going to leave next week or anything like that. But I see you really getting thrust into the kingdom. And that can mean like outside the walls of the church. That can mean playing, you know, I mean, like Mary said, at weddings or different things like that. So the Lord is really going to be opening up some new places, new faces, and different things like that. I see you're also able to really ride with the Spirit and not you riding the driving the Spirit, but you're able to ride with the Spirit. And the Lord is going to show you how to do that even in different forms and different praises. And you're all for that. You are all for, you know, trying different things. And he says, go with it. Do it. Do all that and more, because all that and more is within you, and he's waiting, and he's going to open up opportunity for all that and more. Yeah, I just see you just growing and going, and yeah.
As you were walking down here, what I heard is pennies from heaven. And as I was thinking, well, what is that? And what God was speaking to me is he was saying, what you've experienced in your personal time when you've let loose on the piano and when you've worshiped to God, just you and him, and the visitations of the Spirit that he's given you to this point were like pennies from heaven that were falling down. But where he's taking you, he's going to begin to dump buckets of not only coins, but also bills. And the richness of his Spirit, he's going to begin to dump upon you. And it is an expansion. It's going to come by you expanding yourself and who you are, stepping into places that are uncomfortable. He's going to expand it. And he is going to do some supernatural things as far as with your voice. He's going to cause your voice to be cast out with power. With power. There's going to be a power anointing. The young lady that has that we prophesied about the breaker, is she still in here someplace? Can you come over here, please? Hannah, can you just touch Cecilia's neck right on her vocal cords? And you have a breaker anointing. And you're going to pray. You're going to pray, but I'm going to pray, okay? Father, right now, I just speak over Cecilia. Father, I just thank you, God, for that breaker anointing coming over her vocal cords. I thank you, God, Lord, that you will tune up those chords to belt out a tune. I thank you, Lord, that you will tune them up and strengthen them, and she'll hit the high notes that she's never hit before, and even the low notes that she never even thought was possible. Father, I thank you, God, Lord, that those notes will come forth with your breaker anointing, Father. Father, that the joy of the Lord will be released and it'll take people into new realms. Even it'll take entire congregations, Father, gathering conferences. Father, I thank you, God, Lord, that breaker anointing, breaking into spiritual realms, breaking into that prophetic realm, breaking into joy. Father, it's coming, Father. I just proclaim that now, Father, in the name of Jesus.
This is what the Father is saying to you. I believe in you. That you believe in you. Right? And guess what? I believe in you. I know he does, but I believe in you. And we all believe in you. Now you believe in you. Right?
Blessing. I'm glad you're here, Josh. Why don't you stay? Josh and Joni, we're almost done. We'd like you guys to prophesy over them. You probably weren't expecting that. That's what I wanted it. Everybody engage. Let's go. Josh and Joni Tanner.
Hallelujah. Hey, whoa. The Lord says he has given you a mantle that is heavier than you thought you could bear. But the Lord says that the weight of the glory of the Lord is coming upon you, Josh, and it's Joni, right? The weight of the glory of the Lord is coming upon you. And in the glory of the Lord, things become effortless. He's giving me this scripture in Luke, and I believe it's Luke 9:32 or 36, that says, "And when they were fully awake, they saw his glory." There is a fresh awakening coming to both of you. And it's an awakening to what God is doing in this hour, but also what he is planning to do. It's an awakening for the future, because you're going to see his glory. The glory of the Lord is coming upon the earth in greater measure than we've known in the past. And you will see it coming like the sunrise that suddenly begins to dawn over the mountains. Now, the sun has always been there, but you're going to awaken to see it with fresh eyes. The Lord says he's bathing your eyes so that you can see in the realm of the Spirit. You're going to see words of knowledge. You're going to have words of wisdom. The gifts of the Holy Ghost, which we so strongly believe in, is simply going to increase. And at the moment you need it, that gift will be there. You won't have all of them just oozing out of you all at once. But when you need it, it will be there. So you have, I see the Lord, the word that the Lord puts on my heart is he gives the Spirit without measure. We measure it, but he does not. And as you see the Lord in his glory, I see the Lord like Isaiah, high and seated on his throne, his train filled the temple. And of course, Isaiah immediately fell on his face and said, I am, woe unto me, I'm a man of unclean lips. But the angel, and you're going to have angelic visitations, Joni, more and more and more. You're going to have angelic visitations when you're asleep, and you're going to come out of your sleep, and you're going to have this alertness in your spirit. In fact, at first, it might cause you a little bit of trepidation, and you'll get up and start walking through the house wondering what's disturbed the household when it's simply an angel of the Lord. Simply an angel of the Lord. How easily I said that. That scared me. Woo, Lord, send a big one. And the angels of the Lord, some of them come just to bring messages. Some just come to bring the comfort of the Lord. Some come to prepare you for something that's coming. But one of the first things out of their mouth is fear not. And the Lord says he wants to put his finger on that fear of the supernatural, because he's giving you discerning of spirits, Joni. And you functioned in it to a certain degree, but the Lord says he wants to enlarge that gift in you and cause you to see. And when you see with discerning of spirits, it can sometimes be a little scary. However, he's kind. He'll send a big angel. He won't send a big demon. So you can trust him. He will do it in a kind way. But this is going to be very natural for you. You'll see angels and demons as easily as you see people. But he will train you. You're going to be trained in dreams. And he's going to teach you how to differentiate in a dream what's from the Lord, what's from the enemy, and what's your own voice. There'll be three things you'll look for in a dream. And he's going to teach you how to interpret dreams. And in Daniel 1, I believe at 17, he gave Daniel wisdom, interpretation, and dreams. He gave him revelation. Amazing, amazing gifts. And he's given you that ability like Daniel had. And you're going to have grace to orchestrate things, to administrate things, and yet be deeply spiritual. Hallelujah. You are a real gift to this man. I hope he knows it.
He does.
Yeah. Good. Good.
Joshua, I just want to first say thank you so much for honoring us and for inviting us to come